Support for Something Wild comes from you, our listeners, and from Squam Lakes Natural Science Center, celebrating 60 years. Special programs on the live animal trail and Squam Lake cruises, bringing people nearer to nature. More at nhnature.org.
So, Grace, you've just recently joined Something Wild. How are you finding it?
I'm really enjoying it. I like learning new things about the state. Even though I've lived here my whole life, there's always something new to learn. I like the approach. A little lighthearted.
Oh, good. Well, now that we've lured you in, I'm going to talk about an issue in the conservation community that's very concerning, and it's a tough one. Secondary poisoning of raptors.
Oh, right. That's a tough topic. And honestly, pretty shocking, because it isn't just about rodents. It's about how trying to control them can unintentionally kill the animals we actually want and need around.
I'm Dave Anderson with the Forest Society.
And I'm Grace McCulloch with New Hampshire Audubon. And this is Something Wild.
Of course, no one sets out to poison red-tailed hawks or eagles.
Or foxes or coyotes.
Remember Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl that escaped the zoo and charmed millions of people in Central Park in New York? He was found to have four different types of what's called second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides, or SGARs, in his system. Second-generation poisons kill faster and remain in animal tissues longer, meaning raptors and other animals who are natural pest control are also now at risk.
There's no way to precisely track how many predators have been killed by SGARs in the wild. Licensed wildlife rehabilitators are seeing an uptick in deaths of predators like red-tailed hawks and barred owls as the poisons that kill the rodents act in the same way for the predators.
I just saw a little plastic bait box. They're also disguised in plastic rocks, and you can see these poison bait stations everywhere, outside grocery stores, restaurants, and housing complexes. Are the glue traps any better?
Not really. Glue traps are just a different kind of problem. They're indiscriminate. Anything that gets stuck can die there, including actually many songbirds. It's not really pest control. It's more like collateral damage. Part of the issue is that rodenticides create this out-of-sight, out-of-mind effect. The rodents disappear, and we don't see what comes next.
So what can we do? Just get used to living with rodents, I suppose.
Well, we can take a more thoughtful approach. First, prevention. Seal up any of the entry points, small holes and foundations. Store your food properly and your trash, and reduce what's attracting them in the first place.
Makes sense.
Second, if control needs to be more targeted, use methods like a snap trap. They aren't pleasant, but they're far less likely to impact wildlife or, God forbid, your pets. And third, avoid rodenticides whenever possible. If you have a big issue, talk to a pest control professional about how to control rodents. Ask them what products they use and how to avoid using rodenticides.
It's something that people can be more aware of, whether at home or even noticing and talking about to businesses with those bait boxes.
Exactly. Awareness is the first step. Organizations like New Hampshire Audubon have supported efforts to restrict these products. Even with some regulations in place, they're still widely available.
Ospreys, bald eagles, peregrine falcons, and loons have all been brought back from the brink of disappearing in New Hampshire and nationwide by the enlightened regulation of insecticides like DDT.
And I think part of the challenge here is that the term raptors can feel a little abstract. But if you picture a barred owl in your backyard...
You know, the one that calls, ooh, 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 at night. That bird could be at risk from a poison it never even touched.
Well, this has been a less than fun episode of Something Wild, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the buzzkill, but this is really important.
Yeah, it really is. The choices people make at home can have real effects beyond what we see.
Something Wild is a partnership of New Hampshire Audubon, the Forest Society, and NHPR.